This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The hour now, a potpourri of conversation built on the information that comes from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com, find the lists this week, or you can listen to us. We're going to go through the top stories, the top 10 items, and the top 10 people named, according to the research, as I said, at Talkers Magazine. The elements of surprise will include, but not limited to, the talents of one Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, who are part of the DJV experience that you hopefully are taking advantage of every day. Yours truly is along. Isn't that a funny expression, yours truly? Where did that come from? What does that mean? I could just say me instead of yours truly. Yours truly. Probably Victoria will tell me
it sincere.
Sounds old. Now, Victoria's on this thing.
Come on, it means you care.
It's old.
Come on.
Yeah. I am not on a thing. I said that there was a movie that was old, and I said, you know, it's like from the 80s. And then he's like, that's old?
Yeah, right. There you go. All right, so Joe Crummy is here as well. He has an evil podcast called Evil Thoughts because he is actually an evil guy.
Yes,
I am. That's why we like him so much. Evil Joe Crummy with Evil Thoughts on his evil podcast, which you can get on Evil iTunes and Evil TuneIn probably. Where else can we find your Evil Thoughts?
A variety of platforms. I was talking to somebody about it yesterday. If you're an Android guy, we got you. No problem.
I'm an Android guy. I'm one of those people that comes from another planet. Therefore, I am an Android by definition.
Say that again.
Excuse me. This is Jennifer Horn. With comments and thoughts about the issues of the week. And at the controls in our studio in Washington is one Richard J. or Q. or F. McFadden. C. That's right. Charles. Richard Charles McFadden. All right, there he is. So let's get at it. The list here starts with the usual at number 10, sports talk radio, the action at the NHL and the NBA, Major League Baseball. I see that one of the sports talk hosts who's on the air, a lady who's on the air in Cleveland, got fired because she said something derogatory about one of the Cleveland football players. I wouldn't think that would be too hard to do, and if you're that sensitive, why would you put somebody, most of the time these hosts, especially on the sports talk radio shows, are supposed to be a little wiry, aren't they? Or are we getting to like everybody else in corporate radio, we got to calm everybody down and make sure they don't say anything bad about anybody because they'll get sued or...
What did she say?
She accused a Browns player, Jabril Peppers,
drugs.
And Joe Thomas of drug use.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, really?
He's the only one?
You're going to get fired for that?
Was she on the air when this happened? I didn't hear about this story.
She said it on the air, and then she got fired.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So
what happened in the good old days when you could just call somebody a louse, remember? Oh, he's
right.
A dirty louse.
Everybody
or a liar.
So offended. And well, you know what this is? This isn't even offended. This is lawyers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you take it back, or we're going to sue defamation of character. Right.
Right.
Everybody is so offended. You can't say anything anymore without somebody suing you, you losing your job, whatever it is. I mean,
everybody, you've said this many times on the air, Mr. McFadden, how everybody's got some issue. We've all got some anger. There's some pointed enemy or animosity. Everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got a chip on his or her shoulder. And that's what this results.
We're in a tough business here, and if everything that everybody said about us bothered us to the extent that we were going to lawyer up on them, we wouldn't have time to get anything done. We wouldn't be able to come on the air.
Or we'd be Scientologists.
Let me ask you guys this. Does Carmelo Anthony still play for the New York Knicks?
I couldn't care less, but I don't think
Is he
an offensive drug user, too?
I think Melo's still on the Knicks.
A friend of mine in New York tweeted that he would, I think, if I have the right guy, that he was missing from a lot of games. And a friend of mine in New York who's on the radio on WABC.
That is true. He was. That is true.
So So my friend in New York, he wanted to go to the game with his kid.
Tell us who your friend is so we know
there.
You have at least one friend. Who is your friend?
Yeah. It's me. He's talking about me.
Hey. But anyway, so he tweeted like, oh, Carmelo Anthony's not here. We're really bummed. Carmelo Anthony saw the tweet and got really ticked off and started going after my friend and his kid.
Really?
His wife just left him,
I'm hurt, and I'm rehabbing, and shut up. You know,
yeah, his wife just left him as well, so there might be
he's a little
there might be something
right
there going. Yeah.
Wound tight. I think there's a difference, too, in saying, gosh, Joe, that's so crazy. Are you high? Or Joe Crummy is on crack. You know, Joe Crummy is on crack. That's, there's a little different with the intent.
Yeah, but what else is new? You know,
right.
Maybe you should pick a better example, Jennifer, like Rich.
Yeah, right. Rich,
are you
high?
High?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, how about drug Rich? User. Rich, are you still high? Because you just got back from Jazz Fest.
Have you ever not been high?
All right, how much beer did you drink at Beer Fest? I mean,
I had my share.
Really?
Yeah.
Good answer.
I did my part to deplete New Orleans of a little bit of their beer.
There you go. All right, number 9 on the story list this week for all of us to go around the table. This is what do they call it? A virtual table. We're all around to discuss these issues. Number 9 on the countdown, the Trump budget. I don't know where that comes from or why anybody sees
it. Me too, but I got something if you need it, but yeah.
Yeah. Well,
geez, thanks, Joe. The reason it's on the list is because the government didn't shut down. So
yeah, I suppose that's true. Yeah.
Evil Trump. Now, listen, Evil Trump is proposing a budget over the next 10 years. He wants to cut he wants to balance the budget in 10 years. He wants to cut $800 billion from entitlement spending. He's evil.
When was the last time the budget was actually balanced? Was it Clinton?
Yep.
It was.
I thought it was Lincoln.
No, it was Clinton. Clinton left the office of presidency, shockingly enough, with a budget surplus.
Yeah.
And as soon as we went to Iraq, that went down into the... After September 11th,
right.
Started the slide and has been sliding ever since to the point where we now owe banks and China and whoever else $20 trillion dollars, and almost 40 cents out of every dollar that you and me pay in taxes goes to pay not the debt down, just the interest on the
debt. And you wait, by the way, until when they start to raise interest rates, too. You wait and see what happens.
You know, Republicans really harken back to the days of Bill Clinton when we had a Democratic president, a Republican Congress, and all the president wanted to do was chat with the interns, and he was so busy chasing skirts
that he just let the Republicans' ideas,
right?
And he got them done.
He forgot to spend money, right?
He forgot to spend money. He didn't care about the budget,
right? Yeah, but it goes up and down. We have a new government in my hometown of Framingham, Mass. It'll be a city next January, and I was talking to the presumed mayor-elect yesterday, and one of the things he's going to do the first day he goes into office is tell everybody they're going to have to take a 10% haircut, 10% budget cut across the board, everybody. And that'll go over well
sure.
with everybody except the people who are working in the town or the city.
Guys like you are going to love it because you don't work there. That's right.
Well, I don't. I pay taxes here, and I don't like
the
tax. It's waste, fraud, corruption. But we have that on the federal level. So the fact that Trump is addressing that, hopefully, when you look at the things that are being, you know, we go back to, and I don't want to stick on this, but we go back to that two-page list of 35 entities that were going to be either cut out or trimmed in the budget. Corporation for Public Broadcasting, lots of huffing and puffing, but they got even funding, what they had last year. The Delta Regional Authority, hello. The Denali Commission provides job training in Alaska. That's important. Institute of Museum and Library Sciences, the Inter-American Foundation, the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Arts, the Northern Border Regional Commission, which helps people who live on the border of Maine, New Hampshire, New York, and Vermont get along with the Canadians.
Oh, my God. That's the most laughable one. Who doesn't get along with Canadians?
Right. There you go. Right there. Yeah. So, I mean, there's all of these things, and I'm...
Hockey, maple syrup, beer, strong beer.
Like, period. Really? Igloos. That's it.
Right. Yeah.
That's Canada in a nutshell.
Right.
All right. 16 past the hour, a review of the charts from Talkers Magazine. from the minds of Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen with a question as to whether or not you, if you are like many people, we did a research project last fall in this program, and Richie saw the results of it. One of the things Jennifer and Victoria saw, too, Crummy, we kept you away from it because we didn't want you to see what's going on this program. We had hundreds and hundreds of responses. And one of the things that we found out about the program was that preponderance of people who listen are small business people. They have small businesses. Whatever there is, there's an affinity between me and people who have their own businesses. So we have, this is right up your alley, in your wheelhouse, the folks at ZipRecruiter, where you can post your job to hundreds of job sites. One click and one click only. Richie, you want to do that? You
Michelle,
do a good job.
One click and right. One click
one
only.
One click only. Right. That's it. Then their powerful technology takes over. It matches the right people to your job better than any other program, better than anything else. ZipRecruiter, so much like the guy that you hired to do the job, but you don't have to pay him. It's different because ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. They find them. They have, what do they call that, spiderware, when it goes out and finds and looks something, looks like the things that look on your computer and they can tell what it is that you're looking at, and so they send you stuff. That's what this spiderware does, right? So it looks all the job sites and sees Fred Allen, who's in Eagle, Pennsylvania, who's the perfect guy to set type at the newspaper in Albany, New York. So, bingo! They send his resume.
He's 150 years old.
Yeah, well,
hey,
you know.
I'm from Albany. Don't put down
you
old
That's
people.
They still set type there.
Yeah, they still do that. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is how to use their facility free. That's right. It will not cost you anything the first time around to use ZipRecruiter to find somebody to help your business be so much better. Qualified job candidates, immediate results, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Say it again, Doug. There it is. /DJV. Yes, one more time. Use ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
Now, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to roll felt, ready to cap, ready to shingle. And during Lowe's Ready to Raise the Roof event, pro customers should get ready to save big with up to 20% on Owens Corning shingles every day when they buy in bulk. Plus, now through May 25th at Lowe's, pros can save up to 30% off select Hitachi nailers and pneumatic accessories. See the Pro Desk in store for details. Shingle offer applies to contractor packs. Selection varies by store. U.S. only.
Hi, Jennifer Horn, what do you think? Number 8, the story on the countdown of this Arkansas policeman who was killed in line of duty. What can we say about these things?
Yeah, suspect shot the sheriff. Sorry.
I shot the sheriff.
Sorry. You know, you call
oh,
me.
Oh, that's horrible. I didn't even mean to, but there are two dead women inside the car. This was a messy story from the beginning.
Yeah,
ugh, right. Awful.
That's why. It doesn't. We feel badly for the circumstance, but having a conversation of it doesn't get us anywhere. So,
do we know any motives, though? I was reading about it yesterday. There's going to be more news on it today. Do we know the motives?
I haven't heard anything yet.
21 after, the review of the countdown.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You saw him at the Mardi Gras
Festival.
The New Orleans
Jazz Festival, yep, Blues Traveling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. All right, we're moving. We are, never mind, we will be moving. We are moving through the items from Talkers Magazine. Somebody just sent me an email and asked me, what is this all about? Well, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, he and his staff prepare a weekly list of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, and the people who are part of the conversation. So we go through those for a couple of hours every week. And Michael is usually with us in one of the hours, but that won't work today. So we'll have this cast of characters with us for a couple of hours to go through the charts so you can find out what they think about the interesting comings and goings of some of your favorite folks and what they've stuck their foot into. Number 7 on the countdown, to review quickly, Sports Talk Radio, number 10, number 9, the discussion of the Trump budget. Number 8, the policeman in Arkansas who got caught, got killed. Number 7, the travel ban. And this is something that is confusing for some. I'm betting many of you haven't heard basically what this is all about. So we have Joe Crummy with us, legendary talk personality. Rich McFadden, a legend in his own mind. Victoria Keelan is here.
I'm a legend in my own mind, too.
Yes, you are. So you first explained this to me on the DJV show, Victoria, this week, the travel ban, not keeping people, it's a equipment, I think, that we're talking about. This is the TSA saying we ought not to let people come back to our country from Europe who have laptops or iPads or whatever in the plane. Is that right?
Yeah. The tech ban, it hasn't happened yet, but this is a discussion that's on the table. Yeah. It is a little weird because you can be an American citizen. You can fly from JFK to London and use your laptop the whole time or your iPad or whatever, and then on the way back, you won't be able to use any of that. Nothing bigger than a smartphone. So obviously they have to iron out some of the kinks because that's kind of a weird thing to do, but I think that's probably why it hasn't happened yet, because there are some nuances in there that need to be smoothed out.
Yeah, I mean, as far as around the table is concerned, anybody agree with me that this is not
ridiculous?
Anything? It's kind of like all the other TSA stuff. It's all it is theater, travel theater.
Did they give an excuse why?
Well, because they think terrorists are using
laptops as bombs. Apparently, they had found some of that, people trying to disguise laptops as bombs or disguise bombs as laptops. And so I think that's part of the problem.
They think the threat is, I guess, more intense from outside the United States.
Right.
Yeah. People are traveling from here to unfriendly countries and then back again. So
might pick one up, right?
Right.
Might go get one.
Sure.
Right. Yep. That's the fear.
The only thing that I don't know if fear is the right word, but the nincompoops at TSA who have yet to see or hear one who's got an original idea, and they haven't done anything to prevent anything here except us being being a little bit more financially sound, because we spend $6.5 billion a year for those clowns to do nothing. But it's again,
at some point we're all going to be traveling in our underwear.
Yeah. You know, they caught me with a knife once in Burbank, and
most people with knives and guns they don't catch. They happen to get on the plane. There they got you. How big was the knife?
It was something I was using to cut apples. I don't know, I was heavily into apples at the time, and I had left it in my briefcase, and I didn't realize that they pulled this knife out, and a bunch of cops showed up, and we had a real discussion there, and we left the knife at the terminal.
But you, because you are evil.
Yes, I am, and they had to write up a report and all that kind of stuff.
Sound evil. Check out.
You know,
Joe,
I'll tell you
Crummies.
One thing. One time I got on a plane, I don't want to get too crazy and eat up too much of your time, but I just barbecued a bunch of stuff at my grill, on my grill in L.A., and I wanted to take it back to New York with me. So I had these big hunks of meat. And they opened my thing, and they saw this meat. You know, they weren't sure whether it was a dead person or not. I was going, no.
Joe's bringing his meat to New York. It's 28 past the hour on this week's review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. According to researchers at Northwestern University, only one-third of those in need of mental health treatment actually get it.
Access to mental health resources are very difficult, but when we actually look at the type of mental health care that they're receiving, oftentimes only 25% of those folks are getting evidence-based care.
Psychologist Dr. Craig Sawchuk says technology is helping to fill that gap. A growing number of mobile apps that offer e-therapies are expanding mental health resources for those who need them.
We're finding that the types of programs are collecting more in the moment type of information, so getting mood ratings right in the moment. It's more interactive. It's using that data to tailor the types of skills and prompts for people to work on, and it's simply a lot more portable.
E-therapies may not be right for everyone, so talking with your care provider.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Keep them away from us. The only way they keep them away from us is they keep moving, you know what I mean? This is a discussion of the information provided every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher, works with his staff to come up with the top 10 stories in general, listening to a lot of great news talk radio stations and programs and hosts. And so we have the list. We'll go through it with the staff. This is a roundtable discussion. I could be on CNN or Fox News or MSNBC slobbering with the best of them whose only reason for being is that they have mouths and once in a while a mind that gets put into gear before they talk. I have found people whose mind is always in motion and their mouths are frequently in motion as well. Those people would be Richard McFadden, who is associated with the Good Day program in any number of ways. This is a collaboration of people in different sorts of programs that I do. Victoria Keelan is here, and the great, late Joe Crummy. He's joined us with his evil
via
thoughts.
Via hologram.
His podcast is available every week, an audio podcast. Actually, you do it every day, I think.
We do one every day. Evil Thoughts every day.
All right. So you can find it at iTunes or Apple, or where else can you find this podcast?
Android platforms. It's available on a lot of platforms. No excuses now. I want you to subscribe to this podcast. I want you to submit to this podcast and get off my lawn.
Right? Why would somebody want to listen to you on this podcast?
Because it's more entertainment than you have a right to expect. That's
really?
Why. Yes, no. Sir. At every room, every day.
You save your entertainment then for that thing, and you don't bring it with you when you're on here?
It's always more entertainment than you have a right to expect, but on the Evil Thoughts podcast, it goes directly to your inbox every day, just like the people that have your podcast. This is how it works.
I don't know that ours works that well, frankly. I think it gets lost in a detour and goes to the farm. Not sure. We'll have to check into that. So Joe does things like has a discussion of the Trump investigations and the fire and Comey, but it isn't the news. It's his view on the news, or people that are a part of it. I see you take a little shot at Al Franken this past week, which is...
I love him. He's just so weird. I don't agree with him at all. I do think we're seeing some modern-day McCarthyism going on, but we're getting out of sync with the...
Yes, we are. Number six, well, here's what we've done so far. Those of you who have not done your homework, haven't gone to Talkers to check out the list. We posted also at DougStefan.com, if I'm not mistaken, or DJV. I don't know, Victoria, where do we put the list on our sites? Do we have some place that we put it that's handy?
We don't typically, but I can put it somewhere.
Well, it'd be nice to put it up on the DJ.
Tweet out the topics.
Tweet out the topics. That's a good idea. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio. Number 9, the budget. Number 8, the killing of a policeman in Arkansas. Number 7, the travel ban at the behest of the TSA. So we've gotten that far now. To the number 6 item on the story list this week, the French election, and all of the, I was looking at a headline earlier this morning about people. Basically, the suggestion is for those of you who are enthralled with this guy, 39 years old, his wife's 30 years old, and he is, get a life. That pretty much was what some of the French journalists said. I don't think it's that unusual in Europe, is it, in France to... It's like it was a big deal here. The only focus, nobody knows what this guy's values are, except that he's liberal and he's married to a woman. And I think some people think because he's married to an older woman, that's what makes him liberal. But I'm not sure that that's accurate.
No. What makes him liberal is the first thing he did is he called Angela Merkel. That's what makes him liberal.
And what did he say to Angela Merkel?
I'm down with the struggle, baby. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Let's keep this EU together and let's keep these borders open.
Let's stay together. Well, they can only do that for so long, and then they'll find that there isn't as much. France doesn't surprise me when it came to this. Germany's got a lot of political problems, as the Brits do, and I'm not sure everybody's really aware.
You know what was funny? I like listening to the French voices on that.
This guy.
Le Pen lady, you know, when she showed up, they egged her, and it was really fun. I don't speak French. Anybody, you know, they were like, they're all yelling at each other. I thought that was really funny.
What did you just play, Richie?
That was him.
He had some French guys. Right? Play some more French guys. They're funny.
Uh-huh. All right. So what else is there that's a value here, however, other than the discussion of what this guy...
Well, the conversation is the lifespan of the EU. How long will the EU be able to keep it together? It's constantly being challenged.
But under the circumstances, it's big business. $500 billion a year spent... Not only among the countries, the trade back and forth and travel and that sort of thing.
But the challenge now is the immigration issues that we're having with the open borders.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody wants within Europe to have these open borders, but now everybody's just walking into any European country that they want, and that's where all of these candidates are coming up, where they're nationalists and saying, I want to be our own country again. I want to control our borders. I don't want them to tell us what we need to do with immigration and our borders, and that's where we're seeing all of these challenges the last few years.
Do you think it's going to get to the point where the EU collectively will realize, all right, either everyone's going to secede or we're going to have to decide that we're going to protect the EU's borders?
I mean, look at it. You've got Germany, France, and the UK that have all in the past 5 years or so tried to secede. Well, Germany hasn't, but the UK and France have had big discussions. I mean, this Le Pen almost won, you know, got close. So, you know, you got to think at some point they're going to address it, yes.
Yeah.
All right. But it's hello. There's other things here to talk about. Let's get to the gossip. Number five, the Kushner family. Let's see, the father, didn't he go to jail?
Chris Christie put him in jail.
Right, okay.
That's why he ain't going to be working for Mr. Trump. That ain't going to happen.
All right. So the Kushner family is in what business? What do we know about this?
They're in every business. You know, I know on this lister it says China, but did you know I was reading about the Miami Marlins yesterday, and the Kushner family was in talks to buy that baseball team for $1.7 billion from Jeffrey Loria, who owns the team right now, and they were going to buy it. They had a handshake deal. This was in March. I didn't even know about this. And then at the same time, the Trump administration was going to make, I guess, the Kushner guy or somebody in the Kushner family, the ambassador to
the head of the Marlins, was going.
Oh, was it Jeffrey Loria was going to be right?
And so it was looking.
Right.
It was almost looking like, well, we'll buy your team so you can become an. It didn't look good. So the Kushner brothers backed out of it.
So they're everywhere. The Kushner family has deep dollars on this.
How did they get started? What's their original business? How did they make their money?
Well,
I think it's real estate, isn't it?
It's real estate because I'm from the Jersey Shore, and they own everything at the Jersey Shore. All of it.
Interesting. Yeah.
All new developments, condos, you know, restaurant complexes, I mean, everything. And they're continuing to buy up all the land along the shore.
Right, so there's that affinity to Trump, who's a real estate guy. So,
they made all their money in real estate. Is that what they started? Somebody was a carpenter or a plumber, and they started building houses.
No one was ever hammering nails.
Well, they didn't start. They didn't have the
collecting
somebody
rents,
was
on the weekends.
At some point, maybe 100 years ago or whatever, most of these guys
thought that they started in newspaper and then in newspapers and then expanded into real estate. But
the kid bought the New York Observer, right? Doesn't Jared Kushner? I thought he owns that paper now.
Yeah, he does.
All right. So why did Ivanka marry him?
Why not?
Because he's a rich guy, too.
He's a handsome guy who's loaded.
He's totally loaded, looks decent, whatever.
Isn't that a great way to
I mean, what's the
money?
I don't understand.
You look pretty good, and you got a lot of money.
I mean, we don't know enough.
I'll take you.
I mean, honestly, I don't know anything. I mean, I don't know enough about Jared. I've never heard him speak. I mean, have any of us ever seen him sit down for an interview? No. So we don't know what the attraction was.
Seems Charles Kushner. But, you know, when you're that rich, it's kind of weird, Rich. When you're that rich, you got to kind of hang out with other rich people, too. Or doesn't it make it weird? You know, it's like, I have $1 billion. What do you have?
Charles Kushner, born in 1954. I'm looking at his wiki page here. Okay, an American real estate developer founded the Kushner Companies in 1985. In 2005, he was convicted of illegal campaign contributions, tax evasion, and witness tampering, served time in a federal prison, then gets out of prison and resumes his career in real estate and builds his fortune that they have.
Right, and
that's a great American story, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the father of the present Kushner.
I heard he turned the prison into condos when he got out. I mean, he has that much
money. Only in America, baby.
Yeah.
Well, the interesting
condos
thing is,
now, all right?
Going back to the Ivanka Jared thing, I mean, in New York City where I am, you know, you hear all the local sort of gossip, and his family was not happy that he was with Ivanka, and that's why they broke up for a while, and then she converted to Judaism. Yeah, they're very, very religious, and so she had to convert.
Rich.
Charles Kushner's father?
Yeah.
Worked as a construction worker, builder, and real estate investor.
Right.
So you were right. Somebody started with a hammer.
It starts with a hammer or a pair of pliers. Somewhere down the line, there's somebody with a hammer and a pair of pliers. Thank you. I did that.
Well, this weekend, we'll be dining for Mother's Day. Later this afternoon, we'll be dining at a Kushner restaurant. So
good for you.
At the Jersey Shore. So, yeah.
Is it called the Cushy Kushner Restaurant?
It is. The Kushner Cafe.
Kushner's Toasted Cafe. I like that.
No, it's not. It's not.
All right, we'll pause for a moment here as we continue with the charts. Talkers Magazine is the focus. Joe Crummy is here.
Yep.
And Rich McFadden is here. Victoria Keelan is here. And they all have got parachute home bedding And you should be, if you want to be like Richie when you grow up and Joe and Victoria and me, you need to visit parachutehome.com/DJV. Not only to find the pillowcase, the sheets, the duvet covers, the bedding, they also have table linens, they have all kinds of placemats and table runners, napkins, that kind of stuff. They have things for your home. That's why they are called, parachutehome.com. And if you use that ID, parachutehome.com/DJV, you get free shipping every time you buy something from the catalog, and it's an online catalog. You don't have to go to the store. You go online, you look at what you want, you choose it, it gets sent to you. Bingo, bango, everybody's happy. And you get 60 nights to try these sheets. If you don't like them, you send them back. They give them to the people at Habitat for Humanity. They're happy to have them, and you get a different pair of sheets to check out. So there's no good reason not to buy all your sheets, all your bedding, all the things you need for your home at parachutehome.com/DJV. One more time, free shipping and free returns on Parachute's bedding at parachutehome.com/DJV.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to roll felt, ready to cap, ready to shingle. And during Lowe's Ready to Raise the Roof event, pro customers should get ready to save big with up to 20% on Owens Corning shingles every day when they buy in bulk. Plus, now through May 25th at Lowe's, pros can save up to 30% off select Hitachi nailers and pneumatic accessories. See the Pro Desk in store for details. Shingle offer applies to contractor packs. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. Now, we all know about the importance and benefits of family mealtime, but what isn't always talked about are the fun memories created when families roll up their sleeves to make meals together. The measuring, mixing, stirring, taste testing, and spills are all part of the experience. Even making a mess can be fun. The process of cooking together and the mess that comes along with it can be the perfect time to make memories with your kids. Now, I partnered with Palmolive to create special Messipes, a.k.a. Messy, recipes that encourage families to have fun cooking together and provide tips to make cleanup easier after a night of making messy memories. Go to facebook.com/Palmolive for some of my favorite recipes, including a dinner staple in my house, the sauce. Making sauce is simple and you can get your kids involved just as easily. Of course, there's a good chance things will get messy and sauce will spill along the way. A cleanup tip is to quickly drop some flour on the spill to avoid the spill from spreading. This way, you can keep cooking and not worry about cleaning up that mess right away. Now, just add a few drops of Palmolive Ultra Strength on a sponge to wipe up the spill for easy cleanup.
All right, number four in the countdown this week, New Orleans statue removals. This was going on during the height of the events last week at Jazz Fest. Rich, you were there. What's the story?
Oh, you know, that's the big talk down there. And I did not talk to anybody that supports the statues being taken down. Every cab driver you get in, they've got an opinion about it.
Why?
Because they're offensive, because they represent the Civil War and slavery.
Ah, so are these statues, are they of slaves?
No, Andrew Jackson in Jackson Square. They're Civil War heroes.
Jefferson Davis.
Yeah, Jefferson Davis, everybody. So they're all coming down, and nobody I spoke to in New Orleans is happy about it.
Really? Huh.
So I went and got my picture in front of Andrew Jackson at Jackson Square before.
Did you post it on Facebook or someplace?
No, but I will. I mean, it's just, you know.
You put a little Confederate flag there.
at Rich McFadden.
Just, yeah, that's the way to make everything go away and not hurt anymore is just erase all of history.
That's it. Yeah. Right. Take
them
all
down. Make your boo-boos go away.
Mm-hmm. Really? You have boo-boos?
I have boo-boos. I'm offended and I have boo-boos and I want you to take those statues down because that'll make me feel better.
Rich McFadden.
That'll make all racism go away.
Joe Crummy and his evil thoughts at joecrummysevilthoughts.com or whatever it is. And Victoria Keelan, thank you for your participation in this hour. It's 10 before the hour now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Richie's era, and actually Chucker's era as well.
Yeah.
Theme from St. Elmo's Fire to celebrate whose birthday, Chucker?
Emilio Estevez, the brother of Charlie and the son of Martin Sheen.
All right, now, when we had Martin Sheen on this program, Richie, he told us his real name. It was Estevez. I think it's Ronaldo Estevez.
Ramon.
Estevez. That's right. Yeah. Ramon Estevez.
And Charlie is, Ricardo Estevez?
I think that or Susan.
Susan Estevez.
Yeah. Exactly. And Emilio kept that family name. So what's he done lately? He's well known for things that he did up until that hockey movie. What's he done since the hockey movie?
Yeah, you pretty much clarified his career. I looked at his IDBM. He really hasn't done
IMDb.
Much.
Exactly.
He really hasn't done us much. Part of the Brat Pack, although he only did a few of those. Breakfast Club, big movie, 85. Also, St. Elmo's Fire, 85. I like that movie, actually, a lot. And then he was known for the big hit Stakeout with Richard Dreyfuss in 1987. Did a sequel to that.
Oh, yeah. That was
Stakeout.
Actually a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good movie. Yeah.
I think 92, and then he did Young Guns 1 and 2. He was actually pretty good in those movies. And then he did the Disney Family series, The Mighty Ducks 1, 2, and had a small part in Part 3. Directed a movie called Bobby about 12 years ago. But other than that, hasn't been really seen in front.
All right, so who else is in that group? Sutherland, Kiefer Sutherland is in that group.
The Brat Pack?
Sheen.
Well, the Brat Pack would be a more... Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
Molly Ringwald.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anthony Michael Hall, I guess.
Emilio
Estevez. I think he's around the edges of being called Brat Pack, but.
Well, but
he
then what's this other group?
Andrew McCarthy,
Charlie Sheen
Moore,
in it, and
Andrew McCarthy. Yep.
Oh, and right, Ali Sheedy.
Ali Sheedy.
Yeah. So what's the other group called they did the Young Guns and a bunch of those movies, the Three Musketeers? What is that group called that has Emilio and Charlie and Kiefer Sutherland? They're all kids growing up together and they're all friends. Who else?
Yeah,
is in that group?
I don't know. I don't know what you call them. Three Musketeers. I don't think has a lot to do with the Brat Pack.
Maybe not.
Phrase, but that was
the seventh. The Gun
Sutherland, Charlie Sheen, Oliver Pratt was in that movie.
Yeah, right. God, has he changed, hasn't he, over the years?
He's a really good actor. He's on
Chicago Med.
Chicago Med.
Yeah,
he's really
he's
good.
It looks like he could go on a diet though. It's 56.
I'll tell him.
Thank you, Chuck. We're back in a moment with an overview of. What did you say, Richie?
No, you can keep going.
Oh, I can keep going.
Yep.
All right. Okay. I thought I had to take a moment, Charles.
Yes,
did your mother call you Charles? Who called you Charles?
Yeah, yes, my family actually does call me Charles. I cringe when I hear it, though, I have to be honest. Even, I tell you, when I was in school, when the teachers called me Charles, I cringed. I didn't like it.
Charles?
Yeah, and I'll tell you another quick story. A lot of people used to call me Charlie. And then when I met my wife was married, and her husband's name was Charlie. So then I went to more Chuck. That's really true. And I'll tell you another story. When I met my wife and she was married, she says, "I can't date you." I said you're about to trade up.
In reality, Chuck's name is actually Bob.
Yeah, exactly.
Middle name
right.
Steve.
So, Charles, could you please run through the movies that are going to be out this weekend that will be new and your predictions as to what will do well, please?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is going to reign supreme, number one at the box office again, doing around $70 million at the box office. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, tracking at around a $25 million opening weekend, directed by Guy Ritchie. Reviews are really poor, and that's going to kill
violence. Just everybody getting chopped up with knives and swords, right? That's all it is.
Pretty much so. I guess they expected to do fairly well overseas, has a $100 million budget price tag. Then you got the Mother's Day comedy Snatch with Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn in the first film in 14 years, tracking at around a $21 million opening weekend. And then there's this, this war film titled The Wall with John Cena has a part in it, Aaron Taylor Johnson. It's called The Wall. I don't know how many screen releases it's going to get, but it's only tracking around a $2 million opening weekend. It plays about two soldiers who were in Sniper Fire. I don't know if you saw the trailers. Doug Liman, who did Edge of Tomorrow, is a director. He's a good director.
Yeah. So is this another attempt for a wrestler to become a big-time movie star? Cena hasn't got what The Rock has.
Well, he's done a lot of direct-to-DVD movies, John Cena, but he's not going to be The Rock. But, you know, another wrestler who's doing pretty well is Dave Bautista, who plays Dax the Destroyer in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies and was also the henchman in the last James Bond movie. I actually like him. I think he's pretty funny and delivers his lines very well. Very few are ever going to be what Dwayne The Rock Johnson is, but I do like Dave Bautista.
He'll be the president someday, Chuck. You'll be calling him President Rock. Chuck Curry, Charles, to his friends on the...
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.